I'm freaking out in the middle of the street with the complete conviction of someone who's never had anything actually really bad happen to them. But I am committed to the feeling. I don't know how it started, don't know how to stop it. Suddenly I'm dancing to imaginary music. Something's coming, so out of breath. I just kept spinning and I danced myself to death. Something's coming, so out of breath. I just kept spinning and I danced myself to death.
Hello and welcome back. You are listening to Blizzquake on 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. We are going to really quickly deal with a technical difficulty, but we have some guests to introduce. We have a very tight playlist, so we're on a time crunch. But yeah, anyway, you're listening to Blizzquake and we're going to play our next song.
We'll be right back. forget about it. Got you running in circles, I know.
Touching me.
Get your paws off my Dolce cologne.
Back it up.
Off my throne, cause you know you wanna
make me
walk away and forget about it.
All right. That was a couple of different songs. Every single song that you will be hearing tonight is picked out by our in-studio special guest, Catherine, who will also be reading our PSA. Take it away.
Hello, everyone. I am very excited to be here tonight.
Now go.
Okay. Hello, everyone. I am very excited to be here tonight. And tonight we have a PSA about pedestrian safety. So pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not always see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross, always use crosswalks, and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. And that PSA really resonates with me as someone that has a fear of jaywalking and just crossing the street in general. So stay safe out there.
Stay safe out there. I really have been enjoying walking right into the crosswalk and showing cars that they don't actually have right-of-way, and it's not worth mowing someone over and dealing with the repercussions.
No, certainly not.
So that has been a battle I'm picking, and it's also near and dear to my heart. Do you want to talk a little bit about the music, or do we not have time and we have to keep moving?
Oh, we can talk about it. I feel like I had some trouble picking songs because I find that a lot of my music either is very, very long, and I don't want to put anyone through, like, an 8-minute song.
An 8-minute song.
Or...
All of it is just American Pie. just that song
exactly.
Over and over again.
Or it's not very radio-friendly, so have to keep it family-friendly, have to keep it PG.
Have to keep it family-friendly unless you have a 10 p.m. show, in which case,
right. Go
crazy.
Go crazy. But it is only 8:17 right now, so
I just
chose some stuff I have on rotation, some dancey stuff, some more mellow tunes, and yeah.
Okay. Is there anything that is especially important to you? We've heard Choreomania, we've heard Milk, we've heard Hush, and we've heard Used to Know Me, which is a remix.
I am really, really liking the new Florence and the Machine songs coming out. She's just an amazing performer, and I feel like her vocals are super, super strong on like the singles and the music she's putting out. So I feel like that was a really powerful song to start with. And yeah, mm-hmm. just chose some stuff in rotation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a place that you go to find your music?
A lot of my friends' playlists.
Yeah, you have to pillage.
I think most of the artists that I have on constant repeat, I've found from either a close friend or a sports coach or just someone in my life, and then I really just get obsessed with them for a short period of time. So I mean, just looking at like what's on deck a lot are from some really close college friends and housemates, so they've kind of morphed their way into my Spotify playlist.
Can you tell us a little bit about your second song, which was Milk by the 1975? Is there a reason you chose a 1975 song for this hour?
They're my favorite band.
Is it the whole band? Is it someone in it? Is it...
Okay, so I would say the whole band. They were my first concert back when I was 16, and I think everyone has that band that they get really obsessed with when they're in high school, and they were certainly mine, and I feel like as I went through high school and college and then post-grad, it's been cool to see how they've evolved. I know right now there's some drama with them since Maddie Healy, the lead singer, is supposedly dating Taylor Swift.
Do you have any thoughts on that?
I was a little disappointed to hear that.
He's off the market.
Just it was a Twitter meme for a very long time, and I thought it was a joke. I'm not going to lie, I thought it was a joke for the first few weeks that's been circulating, but he's apparently been at shows. She's been singing some of their songs at shows. So it's either a very, very well played out PR stunt, or maybe it's real, but.
If you think that you know the truth about Healy Swiftgate, call in at 855-915-WMFO. Please don't actually, we don't want to get in trouble for defamation or a libel or whatever. Anyway, we're gonna play some more music for you, and we'll see you and hear from you later. night. All right. Welcome back. You are listening once again to Blizzquake on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We have, once again, special guest Catherine in the studio today, who has picked out all of the music that you are hearing tonight. And if I were to describe Catherine and her taste in music, I would, or like, put a little subtitle for her in like a documentary about music. I don't know. I would be like, music aficionado. Like, that is how I think about you. I feel like that is one of the first things we've talked about, and that is something that I think that you do really well, which is discovering new music, finding new music, talking about sharing music, and now I'm happy that you get the opportunity to share your music with everyone on the air tonight. And I think it'd be helpful for anyone who has been liking what, or hating, the things that you're playing tonight. What would you describe your taste in music as? And has anyone ever tried to, like, categorize it, including, like, Spotify or anything like that?
Ooh, I feel like, wow, music aficionado, that's a big compliment.
It's a huge compliment.
So what would I describe my music taste as?
Yeah.
Eclectic.
Okay. I want a better word. A less typical word. I feel like that is scratching at the surface.
Polarizing, yeah.
Say more about that.
Because I can be very particular about choosing music and what I'm listening to and want a very, very curated playlist. I feel like whether it be for like running or for just easy listening, I will pay a lot of attention to what I'm listening to. And in other situations, I will be listening to, for example, like Blue Dabba Dee Dabba Die on a 2-hour loop.
For sure.
I think polarizing listening.
Sure. Is there, you said that you curate it. Is there a difference in the music that you listen to in, let's say, like, summer over winter, or day and night, or is there anything about that?
Yeah, and I know you have picked up on this and you dislike this, but I feel like, and I don't think this is crazy, that music can be seasonal. For example, I really like country music, but I only really listen to it, like, in the warmer months, like,
sure,
May, summer, like, early fall, because it just sounds like sitting on a dock with your friends in the sun having a great day. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, if I listen to that in January, it's just going to make me sad that it's not summer. Or, like, if I'm driving at night, I want more, like, slower stuff, maybe some more electronic things.
Why? Why is it the vibes?
It's just the vibes.
Is there any... Sure.
Think about, I mean, Spotify does the same thing. You could search up, like, night driving, and Spotify has pre-curated night driving playlists, and I wholeheartedly support them.
Just because
it's a thing.
I'll do some investigation while we're playing some of these next songs, and yeah, if you have any opinions about what songs count as a day song, a winter song, a night song, going to a pool song, whatever, I would love to hear it, and if you have any different approaches to that. So with that, we will turn on aux 1 and the input for it. We're also teaching how to DJ over here. And yeah, we'll see you later. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We would like to thank you so much for listening. It was great to have special guest Catherine in the studio picking out all of the songs. We have one last one for you tonight. And I don't know about all of you, but that last one that we just heard, what was it? It was Lucid. That was my favorite. I hope that you also had a favorite. Do you have anything that you'd like to say before we go?
I had so much fun.
Yeah? Are you going to come back ever?
I would love to.
All right. If you would like her to come back, spam that DJ chat on WMFO.org really quick in the last 4 minutes before we go. And we are going to play one last song by Glass Animals. And that will be our time until either next week or the week after. Thanks for listening.
by. Helium balloons float up away. Broad daylight, but with sunflowers in the rain.
Started this with zero answers. I just kept it.